welcome to the Total Nerd List podcast, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Tom.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Reggie.
Hi, Reggie and Shane.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Holding up.
Aren't we all?
Yep. Well, this week we are talking about favorite tabletop games.
I love them.
This was going to be Shane's originally, and then it got kind of switched around, so I ended up taking it this week. But tabletop games, everyone's had experiences with those. I was thinking getting super nostalgic before we started thinking about all the different ones I played. Like, did y'all ever have Don't Wake Daddy?
Yes.
I had a travel version of that game, and it was epic. Hungry Hungry Hippos, Crocodile mm-hmm. Dennis. Did y'all ever play that?
Where the they cross down?
The and if it was the sore tooth, he would chomp you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's some anxiety-ridden game.
That game scared me.
But I also, y'all, we were sharing our list before we started with each other, and y'all's are all board games. Mine are more tabletop card games. But also, I really wasn't a big board game person growing up. I don't know if it was because I had ADHD or what, but I would always we'd set up the mousetrap board and then just play with the trap and not actually play the game.
I think that's everyone with mousetrap, though, because there's so much work to set that one up. By the time you set it up, you're done.
Reggie said he played it.
I loved playing mousetrap. But you're right. The trap never worked whenever you needed it. But you would be in the middle of playing the game and you'd just like put the piece down a little bit hard and then the cage would go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wouldn't pick it up and it would get stepped on.
Yep.
At least I wouldn't pick it up. And then it would like sit out for a month and then you just find the pieces later when you actually have to clean your room. Before we get started, what have y'all been nerding out on?
Well, I'll go first this week. So, as you guys may have seen advertised, listeners, though it was kind of last minute, we joined Jordy Marie Games on streaming on Twitch for some Dead by Daylight.
We did, and I cursed Shane's internet.
Yes, I did so well as the killer. Tom decided to mess with my internet. And
hello.
and now the internet is working really well, as you guys can see. But
let's not jinx it.
Yes, exactly. But no, I got cut out a little bit early after one round. And I was proud of myself. Like, I killed my first victim as the killer. And that's something that usually doesn't happen when I play as the killer.
Nice. That was your first one?
Yeah. And it was also Reggie.
not cool, man.
I had so much fun. I had forgotten how much I enjoyed that game. We haven't been playing it quite enough.
It's a lot more fun when you actually have people to talk to while you're playing.
Yes.
It's still a really fun game if mm-hmm. you're playing by yourself, but it is 20,000 times more fun when you have some people you know and you're playing with.
Absolutely, and it was so much fun, and I wish I could have played a little bit more, and that'll happen in the future, I'm sure. But that was one of the main things that I did this week, because I feel like I was really light nerding out this week just because of work and life, but I've also slowly but surely continue reading the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger comics and getting to some really good parts early on.
What's happening?
Tommy and Billy just got transported to Lord Draken's dimension, which I'm pretty sure, you know, this is the first time that will lead eventually to more, as we know.
I'm excited for you.
I am so excited to continue reading. I am working very hard on my June book. I'm about halfway through it, which I'm very proud of myself because we're 10 days in now and I'm halfway through the book.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it a lot. Young Love is fun and dumb. And I'm also continuing with The Handmaid's Tale along with all my other shows. But I guess that's probably my biggest one aside from Legends of Tomorrow. But Handmaid usually makes me angry, but I always have feelings with it, even if they're always anger.
Anger is a feeling.
And finally, You know, I said for Shane Snaps this week, electronics and I have not gotten along. My internet, as you guys know, my remote quit working. And I thought the batteries died, so I switched them. They're not working. I got some really good batteries. It's still not working. My Xbox is not liking DVDs these days.
Oh, no.
I'm of watching them. And
your Furby won't work.
Yeah, Furby, I can't get to work yet. But you know what? Bop It worked this evening, and that's a win, so I'll take it.
Win for Shane.
Yes. And that's kind of been my week.
Very nice.
Sounds like a good week.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Reggie, what about you?
Well, like Shane mentioned, we played Dead by Daylight, and I have I actually played the night before we all played together with Jordy on her stream. Just randomly she messaged me, "Hey, I'm playing Dead by Daylight, you want to play?" And it was probably like almost 9 o'clock at night, so it was a little last minute. But we played all together the next day, and I, like Tom said, I just forget how much fun that game is when you're playing it.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I had a whole bunch of coins saved up on my Switch from buying stuff and found a game that's basically a Pokemon knockoff called Monster Sanctuary.
It looks like Castlevania Pokemon.
Yeah, that's so it's like Castlevania where you have like an 8-bit platformer where you go around and you collect the stuff and you do the things, but then whenever you fight, you are in like Pokemon style turn base. And you have monsters and they evolve into other monsters. It's very Tom said it was like Dragon Quest or Monster mm-hmm. Quest, and that's
Monster Rancher.
It's more like the Quest games, not Rancher. But yeah, I guess it is kind of Rancher too, because you have all these monsters that you get. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. It was like $7 or something like that, and I used my coins to get it, so it was free, so that was nice.
Yay.
Also been playing Resident Evil 5 still with my kid, and Resident Evil Revelations 2 with Corey. We're playing that one again. We're actually at the very, very, very last stage before we go and fight the final boss and beat the game.
Nice. And we're getting Resident Evil Dead by Daylight characters.
I can't wait. You guys out there know how much Resident Evil means to me, so and I love playing Dead by Daylight, so that's super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And, the only other thing that I've really been nerding out on this week is I've been working on my handlebar mustache. So I've been reading about grooming and waxing and all that kind of stuff, trying to make sure it looks nice and good. But yeah, that's been my week. Thomas, yeah. What you've done?
I am very glad you didn't say it. Neither of you did, because it was the only thing I had down on my This Week in Nerd. But we got together and we played Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid. And when I say we sat down and played it, we sat down and learned the rules for 2 hours and then played it for probably, I think we got a good 45 minutes of playing in.
We probably played about, because it was like 5 hours altogether from
yes.
when you guys got there to when you left. And, or maybe it was four.
It was five.
It was five. And then, so it was probably like 2 hours of learning the rules and 3 hours of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And only we also played it wrong for like the first two rounds, but we figured it out and we actually won. We were distributing the monsters wrong, and then we were,
but not in our favor.
And it was really kind of like gassing us out, and we were like, why is this game impossible? And then we finally figured it out, and we beat Rita the whole. So it's like a turn-based like combat game, I guess, mm-hmm. is how you describe it. And your damage is like the same as your attacks. It was out there. What'd y'all think?
I loved it.
It was fun. I feel like there's a good role-playing aspect to it that could come into it. Also, like, the minis that come with it are unpainted, but still, like, somewhat detailed. So you could, like, make it as detailed as you want. Thought that was pretty cool about the set. There were a bunch of expansion packs Shane had.
I don't have.
But overall, really fun game.
I loved it.
Same.
Well, guess I will start with my list.
Go for it.
Okay, so number 5, Pokemon Master Trainer, the board game. Did y'all play or have that?
Oh, yeah.
I loved that game so much, but it was so long, and you had to enjoy Pokemon to be psyched enough about it to play it for that long. And I was like the only person in my household who enjoyed Pokemon. So I literally like would have to play it by myself, but it was so much fun. It's like $200 on the internet right now, which is terrible. And I can't find my copy anywhere.
No.
And I want to play it so bad. I did not know that I had the original 150. Mm-hmm. And I did not know there was a gold and silver version too. But yeah, it was super cool. Cause like there were like 5 different levels of Pokemon, and there were these pogs that you would put upside down on the board and you would land on them. And then you'd get to like reveal which Pokemon it was. And then you had to roll for it, whether you caught it or not. And they were like gyms where you could battle. And it was all like dice based, combat. You did like the Elite Four, and then you got to go to like, a volcano or something and catch one of the legendary Pokemon, which were the birds and Mewtwo. But just super, super cool way of putting Pokemon into a board game.
I always cheated and stacked the pogs and made sure I knew where the ones I wanted were, so I would land on them. But yeah, I love that game too, Tom.
Just so long.
It was a long game. And you're right, like you had to be into Pokemon to play that long.
Shout out to my mom for playing it with me, because it was so long and she did not know what she was she was catching. So
she's like, ooh, a Rattata, is that good, Thomas?
She'd be like, is this game over yet? number 4, Yu-Gi-Oh, probably one of the biggest tabletop gaming, that I've ever played. It was really big in like 6th grade. And it was like the first card game I ever actually got into, and we played it nonstop at lunch, like every day in 6th grade until they got banned, of course, cause that always happens with trading cards. Mm-hmm. And that kind of, I didn't get to play it much. There was like a kid in my neighborhood I would play Yu-Gi-Oh with as well. But that was kind of after I stopped playing it. But really fun memories there. Really fun. That was like a really enjoyable time or friends group that I played with. Did y'all play Yu-Gi-Oh at all?
I never played any Yu-Gi-Oh. I played the Pokemon card game, but I had a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Because they were cute. Oh, go ahead, Shane. Sorry.
I was going to say, my brother and father were really into it. So they played it. Still maybe occasionally do.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, I would have put Pokemon cards on this list, but I literally collected them like for the picture. I have never played a game of Pokemon cards, which we're gonna rectify that soon.
Did you know that there was there's the exact same thing for Digimon too? There was a Digimon card game.
I think I remember that.
Because I also had a butt ton of Digimon.
Every show had a card game. Did you ever play the Dragon Ball Z card game, Shane?
No, honestly, I don't think I knew it existed.
it was pretty neat the way it worked. We played it once, like Yu-Gi-Oh kind of lost its bad status. Let's see. So that was number 3, Poker and Blackjack. Ooh. After Pokemon cards got, or Yu-Gi-Oh cards got banned, we actually started playing blackjack at lunch.
Yes.
And like, we didn't bet or anything. It was literally just who could get 21 and who would fold and all that stuff. But
I raise you one tater tot.
But that and poker, I mean, we in college, I had a nice set of poker chips and I had a really good friends group that I was hanging out with at the time that we would basically every time we hung out, we would end up playing poker and some sort. And so just a lot of happy memories hanging out with them. I'm not good at poker at all. And I still have to like Google what wins in poker every time I play.
I had to learn poker, or I didn't have to, but I learned poker from the little Mario poker game that came with the DS New Super Mario Brothers. It's like one of the side games. That's how I actually really learned how to play that game.
Nice. I also learned how to play poker from, I don't remember what game it was. It might have been, no, I don't know what game it was, but that's where I learned how to play poker, was like a poker mini game.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Game Boy Advance game that was like a bunch of card games.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I still have it somewhere, but that one was good. I was so bad at it though.
Oh.
So number two on my list, New Yorker, the game. Have you ever played that or heard of it?
I've not heard of it.
It is a game where you, they give you New Yorker comics without the caption. And basically it's like, you make the caption, and we wouldn't actually play by the real rules. We would literally just pull out all the cards and make our own captions. And it's kind of like apples to apples, where there's like a judge of who has the best one.
Yes. Or what do you meme? That sounds very similar.
Yeah. And so it was super, super fun. We always played it on family vacations, with my extended family on my mom's side, my cousins, and we would kill each other with our captions. It was always so much fun. Obviously they have all those, you have all those, family inside jokes that, make their way into the game. But that's, playing with that game with my family is a very happy memory of mine. So that's why it's on my list. And then number one is Red Aces, or it's also called Contract Rummy. It is a card game. You use two decks of cards. Have you ever played Phase 10 before?
Oh, yes.
It's almost like Phase 10, except in Phase 10, you're trying to complete each hand. And once you complete that hand in a turn, you go to the next hand. In Red Aces or Contract, you go to the next hand regardless of whether you played it or not. So everyone's playing the same hand throughout the game, and it's like golf where you want to get the least amount of points possible, and you want to get down on the board and play. There's a different hand you play each turn. And that's so like, and you do different sets, like sets in a run. Runs are like four in a row, and sets are three of the same card. And each hand has a different combination of those that you have to get. And you're just basically trying to make it through with the least amount of points. But I think I already said it, but you play with a double deck of cards. So there's it's big deck. But the reason why it's on my list is because I used to play it with my grandparents. A lot. They were big card players, and they both just recently passed away. But every time we would play at their house, they would have cheese and crackers, and for card night, and we would play. And my grandmother was absolutely ruthless. She would blow us out of the water, and she was the sweetest lady ever. But she was ruthless when it came to cards. And she'd be mad at me for calling her sweet too. And also, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and, even at the end, he could still play this game, mm-hmm. like out of muscle memory, basically. And so it was something I could play with them until we lost my grandfather. And just a really, really fun game. I'll probably teach it to y'all soon.
Yes.
Cool.
I'll play it.
Yeah, that's my list. Like I said, I guess if I had an honorable mention, it would be Simpsons Clue. that's a really fun game. But yeah, I really didn't play too many board games growing up.
That's okay. We can play them now.
Exactly. Oh,
definitely. I have some board games that I need to get into now that we can be around people. Well, let's see. Shane, do you want to give us your list?
Absolutely. Let me get right back to it. All right. So starting my list out is, I guess, kind of a card game to a degree, but it's called Smash Up. Have either of you guys played it?
Smash Up.
I think so.
It's all the cards have different factions on them, like aliens, zombies, cats, princesses, and like a lot of these come from expansion packs that I've gotten from it. Bears are one of them. And you get two at random, at least that's how it's supposed to be. Sometimes, you know, we ignore that rule and pick them. But that's your faction, and the cards do different things, and you want to win and score the most points by defeating your opponents. And it's really, really fun. Sometimes you end up with like vampire cats or princess zombies, and it's I love it.
That sounds so fun.
Yes, and they've released a lot of expansions that I don't have yet, and I really want the big in Japan one, because there's one that is supposed to be Power Rangers, but they don't call them that. I think they might just be like Galactic Rangers, but they're very clearly a knockoff on Power Rangers.
Wink.
It's not the same style of game as AxeCop, is it?
I have no clue what AxeCop is.
We had talked about it. I forget what the brand of the game is. Don't worry about it.
I don't remember. But next on my list are the Monopoly Gamers, specifically the Mario and the Mario Kart one, which are different than standard Monopoly.
Nice. So Mario Kart Monopoly.
Kind of, but it's like Monopoly Gamer. Because the rules are a little different. You still buy properties, but your character, depending on which version you play, whether you're in a kart or you're a Mario character, you know, they have a level up, and that might be like the flower power or the ice flower, or in Mario Kart, it's the banana or the red shell or the leader shell. And instead of money, you have coins. And when you get hit with one of those items, you drop coins. And I like them so much, and they made my list, because while I enjoy Monopoly kind of takes forever to play. And it's also a little like real life.
And it causes family fights.
Yes. Yeah, that's why like Monopoly can go on forever. No one really wins, like paying bills. Yeah. So Gamer changes that a little bit and can be completed in 30 minutes, 45 if you play with the max amount of people. But it's actually very short and very fun. It goes by very fast. And yeah, so I love it. That's why it's on my list. And if I'm going to play Monopoly, that's the version I want to play.
Nice.
Speaking of Monopoly, when I was doing research for this mm-hmm. one, I looked up most dangerous board games. Surprisingly, Monopoly wasn't on it.
Really?
It was all like old games, like Don't Kick the Dynamite.
Oh, so it meant dangerous, like literally, but maybe you meant like as in destroying friendships.
Yeah, see, I was looking for ones that like have led to the most like fights, but they were just like straight up dangerous board games on there.
Don't kick Dynamite.
Monopoly would have to be at the top of that list. Probably also Risk.
I never played Risk.
Oh, all good. It takes forever.
I've only ever played Risk as a computer game.
Oh. All the mean kids in after school played Risk.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it kept them entertained for the whole time. Like, they probably play one game within a week before someone won. But moving along my list to much more fun games is, people may tell, I don't like Risk that much. Like, I like it, but it takes forever. And I don't have days to devote to a game. And at least not a tabletop game. But right in the middle of my list is one that I cherish. It's 13 Dead End Drive.
I wanted to play that game my whole life.
I wanted
that game so badly as a kid. Like you have like you know when you're a kid and there's like you like if you don't get it, you're gonna die.
Yes.
I'm actually a ghost right now because I did. Oh. I never got it as a kid, and then when I finally got a copy of it, it was from a yard sale, and there were pieces missing.
No! Well, you can't buy them on eBay. like additional pieces, because I've done that. Like, I lost some of the pieces that holds the game together, like the board. Mm-hmm. And so I bought, like, a set from another game that was sold individually on eBay, and so now I have lots of pieces, and the board stays together now.
Nice.
But I still have it. All the contraptions work. The chandelier can be a little funky sometimes, but it still works. And it's just, you know, if you hit the board too hard, it will fall down. Hmm. But that's okay, because it's very easily put back up. And 13 Dead and Dry, for those of you that don't know, because they kind of rebooted it in the early 2000s, I feel like, or maybe mid-2000s or early 2010s. I'm not sure which one. But they rebooted it and took out some of the contraptions on how you essentially kill the other players. And it's almost like, I feel like they nerfed it and it didn't look as fun, but I have the original and that's the one that I'm counting on my list.
I want to play it.
We will. Cause the fireplace still works. The stairs still work.
Wasn't there like a statue with an axe or something?
Yes. Statue in the library shelf. And then the portrait that hangs on what's supposed to be the central wall that reveals who's going to get the fortune unless you kill them.
what was the tennis guy's name? Chet?
Oh, I'm sure it was. I think it was Chad, actually.
Chad?
Yeah.
God, I wanted to play that game so bad. I remember the commercial and everything.
It's good. I have it, and we'll play it. So, kind of in the same vein of that, number two on my list, which is they're opposites of each other, but I had to include it because it's a classic, and it probably got me in that love for games like 13 Dead and Drive, but Clue.
Clue.
Yeah, you want to figure out who the murderer is, unlike in 13 Dead and Drive, where you just kind of want to off everyone.
Yeah. I think Clue is considered like one of the classic board games. Like, mm-hmm.
You know, it is.
Clue is my all-time favorite of the classic board games.
Same. I'm right there with you. And I love it so much.
I love the Simpsons version. Smithers is Mrs. White.
White, yes.
Oh. And I always played as Homer as Mr. Green.
Colonel Mustard was always my favorite. So whoever was yellow in all the other versions was generally who I chose.
Krusty. Krusty was Colonel Mustard.
Sometimes I would play as Plum just because he was purple.
That was Bart.
Of course it was. But yes, and I do like other versions of the game, but I've also noticed in newer versions of Clue, the board games the boards are actually a lot smaller. There's not as many spaces in the rooms. There either aren't as many or they're congested. Congested. Yep.
We have a Star Wars Clue on the Death Star, and it's a 3D model.
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to figure out what planet they're targeting, what vehicle you're escaping in, and what room the Death Star plans are hidden in.
Ooh.
It's fun.
I like I like that about Clues, that there could be so many alternative versions. I played the Supernatural version, the Golden Girls version. Both are really fun.
I didn't know there was a Supernatural version.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My siblings made me be Castile because they were Dean and whatever the other one's name is. Sorry, I'm not into Supernatural, guys.
Sam and Dean.
Sam and Dean, yes. And I had to be Castile.
Castiel?
Yes.
I love him. And the very end of the show, you find out that he was in love with Dean the whole time.
Oh, that's tragic. That's Fitzsimmons level tragic. My heart.
He's feeling some feelings right now.
I'm okay.
Well, I will move on to my number one choice, which is a game called Horrified.
Horrified.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
So Horrified is a board game that is essentially the Universal Monster Universe monsters. The board is a village. You are a regular human who saves it from the monsters you choose to play against. And the reason why it's number one, other than how much I love it, because I really do love it, because it's all the classic monsters, Frankenstein, his bride, Dracula, the creature from the Black Lagoon, the Invisible Man, and the werewolf. Nice. All of them are there. And I love it because you can play by yourself. You don't have to have other people. It's really fun when you do, but it's also really fun to play it by yourself. And I can play that anytime I want because I don't always have people with me. And it's really fun.
We are with you. Well, we're not with you right this moment, but we can play with you now.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I want you to. I think it's a little more fun when I play with other people. But, you know, board games, I absolutely love them and I own a ton of them. And I get so many of them and I want to play, but you have to have at least two or three people. And sometimes I'll play them and play both roles just to learn the game. But, you know, I want a few more that I could actually really play by myself whenever I want and not have to like get schedules coordinated or find people. My roommate plays with me sometimes, but not all the time. So
it's hard. Even when you, even when you're married and have kids, it's hard to play board games.
Absolutely. Life is hard.
almost like the game Life.
Oh my goodness. Life. I do like that game too. It's up there on my list of favorite games because this was a really hard week for me to narrow down my list, but I knew Horrify would be number one. And if I had to have an honorable mention, God, I couldn't choose between chess and King of Tokyo. King of Tokyo is a giant monster game attacking the city, which you guys know how I feel about that from the sci-fi movies. And chess is another one of those classics that I really got into, and I just love how much thought you have to put into it.
Next.
But that's my list.
It's a good list.
I need to learn how to play chess.
I can teach you.
How to play chess?
Done it a couple times, but I forget these things.
I've got a regular chess board, and I have a Scooby-Doo version.
Ooh, Scooby-Doo chess all the way.
It sounds fun.
Yes.
All right.
Reggie, do you have something for us?
Yeah, I've got some trivia.
Trivia.
They have the questions seem to like to stick with one type of game before moving on to the next one. So,
okay.
This is from play.howstuffworks.com. It's a board game quiz. So, according to the official rules, how much money do you get when you land on the free parking in Monopoly?
This is multiple choice.
200, all of the money in the center of the board, or none?
None.
Tom?
None.
None. Do you guys play? I always play where you put the money in the center, and then when you land on free parking, you get all of the money in the center. I thought that was the actual rules.
Same, but it's not. It's a house rule, but it really should be a rule.
Yeah, it's a house rule. Yeah. All right. Which of the following tokens were not one of the 10 original? Iron, thimble, or dog?
Iron, thimble, or dog.
Oh. I thought they all were. I'm going to say iron.
Dog.
It's the dog.
Ah, I was thinking it might have been that.
The 10 original pieces were based on charms used on bracelets and did not include the dog.
Oh.
Always iron.
How much money does each player start with in Monopoly?
$200.
$1,500, $2,500, $5,000.
$1,500.
$1,500.
You're $1,500.
Yay!
And one penny.
Which of the following is not one of the red properties in Monopoly? Illinois Avenue, Kentucky Avenue, or Atlantic Avenue?
Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Illinois, Kentucky, and Indiana were red.
Atlantic's yellow.
Yep. True or false, the police officer in Monopoly has a name.
False.
True.
It's true. Do you know what his name is?
Not a clue.
The police officer is Edgar Mallory. While Uncle Pennybag goes by the names of Milburn.
Are those in the rules? Because I've never heard them.
Right, they must be or something. I don't know. Maybe it's on a card. One of the chance cards says his name, actually. All right, let's change games. Who is the dead heiress in 13 Dead and Drive?
Oh, no.
Aunt Ermitrude, Aunt Agatha, or Aunt Ingrid?
Agatha.
I was going to say Agatha.
Agatha all along.
Oh, but if there were no choices, I would not have got it.
How many characters were there to choose from in the original 13 Dead End Drive?
13?
8, 12, or 18?
12.
8.
12. In the new one, it increased to 16.
Ooh.
Who was the unfortunate victim in the game Clue?
Mr. Body.
I only know that because that's one of the best Tim Curry movies.
I know it because of the Super Nintendo game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is one of like the really, like, I love it. It's so creepy, too, for Clue. So I love it.
Who is not one of the suspects in the game? Professor Plum, Mr. Green, or Lieutenant Lemon?
Lieutenant Lemon.
Lieutenant Lemon.
Lieutenant Lemon. That's a stupid question.
Who's not in the game?
Yeah.
This one is also stupid. Which of the following is not a weapon used in Clue? A car, a rope, a lead pipe?
Car.
Car.
All right. How many female characters appeared in the original Guess Who?
Oh, Guess Who? I didn't even consider that a tabletop game. That, oh my goodness.
Well, while you're thinking of that, the clues are 3, 5, and 12. There is a Guess Who that fans have made of drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race that I want to do so bad. I just need to stop being lazy and do it.
You should. I'm also going to say 5.
5, probably.
It was 5. Out of the 24 characters, just 5 were female, which caused a minor controversy in 2012 when a young girl wrote the company to ask about the lack of females.
I never noticed that. That's wild.
I'm guessing they
were hardly any.
Evened it out.
We would play and we would ask people we'd ask each other like specific questions that would only eliminate one person.
Oh, yeah.
I like now they have combined Guess Who and Clue, and so of course I love it.
What?
Yeah, when they did the combination of the two games, Milton Bradley did, they combined Guess Who and Clue, and it is really fun.
Oh, that sounds a lot of fun. Ooh, we should try that.
Yes.
All right. How much money do you start with in the game of life?
Oh, nothing. God.
1,000 or 10,000?
1,000. No, none.
None.
It's none.
10,000.
Oh, really? 10,000? No, it's been a hot minute since I played Life.
Start out with 10,000. Where do the wealthiest players in Life end up? The Yacht Club Row, the Countryside Acres, or the Millionaire Estates?
Millionaire Estates.
Millionaire Estates.
Country Acres was the other one.
I liked Clue because you remember back in the day with Clue where they had the little cars with the holes in. I'm not Clue. I'm sorry. Life, and they had the little holes in them, and you could actually put the little colored figures in them.
Yeah,
I would always sneak and put 2 boys. Oh,
on the Wii version of Life, when you got married, you didn't really get to choose what your significant other looked like, and there were some not great looking me's. Like, I hate to be that way, maybe that's just me being superficial, but there were a couple that you would just really hope you wouldn't get.
Okay, what do players use as tokens in the game Candyland? Gumdrops, gingerbread people, or candy canes?
Gingerbread people.
Gingerbread people.
Yeah, the four different colored, brightly colored ones.
My mom would stack the deck so the we'd get all the shortcuts and she wouldn't have to
too long. I also used to stack the deck to get whichever one was like super close to the end. Cause when you pull the card, you get to jump straight to their
place.
I would always make sure that that hers was up close to it. And then I'd, you know, cheat.
Do you remember the molasses swamp that you could literally get stuck in for like the entire game?
The creatures looked like those, You Can't Scare Me Goosebumps book creature thing.
Yeah.
There was that creepy, like, castle guy.
The licorice guy, Lord. Licorice
guy, Lord Licorice.
What happens when you land on a licorice space in Candy Cane? In Candyland?
You get stuck?
You lose your turn.
Oh.
The evil Lord Licorice has left trails of the sticky sweet candy across the board. When you step on one, you automatically lose. Oh, that's why he looked so creepy. He was the bad guy.
The bad guy. That makes sense.
I don't think I ever realized that.
It's just a really scary looking, happy licorice going, come have some licorice.
Who is married to King Candy in Candyland? Grandma Nut, Queen Frostine, or Princess Lolly?
Queen Frostine.
Queen Frostine.
Yeah, duh. Come on. true or false? The pyramid builders may have played checkers in their free time.
True.
True.
True. what is checkers called in England? Drafts, dunnings, or draughts?
Dunnings.
Yeah, dunnings is what I would go with.
It's draughts.
Aye.
I don't know why there's not an explanation. All right, and the last question. How many ships do players get in Battleship? 5, 8, or 10?
8.
8.
5.
Really?
Yeah, 5.
A little tiny one that was 2 spaces and the aircraft carrier.
Yep.
And then I guess just, oh, and a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess 2 ships.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
I didn't think about Battleship either. That was one of my favorite.
I really liked Battleship as well, but you always lost all the little peg pieces and stuff.
Yeah.
We did a very good job of keeping up with our Battleship game. It was the only one that we kept up with very good.
Oh, listen to Tom being all responsible when he was a kid.
Not responsible. I'm actually the opposite of responsible in pointing out that I only had 1 board game growing up that we kept all the pieces.
I did not keep track of points. Did you guys?
Oh, no.
I did not. I thought we were just, it's been a long week, so I just figured we could freewheel it.
All right, fine. I win.
We're soul trivia players.
I know. I just love trivia. Like, I love just getting the Trivial Pursuit box cards out and then just, you know, having a drink and doing trivia.
What was that game that they came in those little, like, folding books like that, and it was trivia? It was like
the fans?
Yeah, it was like a fan.
Yeah, they were, the ones I had were like 6th grade, blah, 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 7th grade, blah, blah, blah. Like they were always like a specific grade and then questions that you would have learned in that age group.
I can't think of the name of it though.
I have a set of them downstairs actually. I will, when we're done doing this, I'll look it up and take a picture and send it to you.
Yes.
Well, speaking of that, I guess I should do my list now.
Yes, you should.
So my list ended up being a bunch of stuff from my childhood that I like to play. And I do have a couple honorable mentions.
That's okay.
So starting out on my list is the Legend of Zelda board game from 1988.
I've never played it.
One of my neighbors had it when I was a kid, and basically you're Link, but there's multiple people who all play as Link, mm-hmm. and you have
the board with like the different squares that are supposed to be different places. And there's spots for tokens, and you put the tokens down, and, you know, there could be heart pieces or fairies or monsters or whatever. And, you know, the whole point of it is you're trying to find the Triforce pieces and save Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. But that was, I also had a Zelda Legend of Zelda, like kids book that I got from the library when I was a small kid. And so that was what I had learned about Zelda before I actually played the game, because it was impossible for me to play.
Mm-hmm.
Board game was a way for me to actually play Zelda without, you know, it being too hard.
Awesome.
And I just, I loved it. Next on my list is the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers board game.
Oh, another one I never got to play.
I really liked that game because you got to play as Gadget, and Gadget was my favorite character from Chip and Dale. The whole point of it was that, and if somebody out there knows better than I do, it's been a long time since I played it. I'm pretty sure the whole point was that you were trying to collect the mechanical pieces to make a machine to do something.
That sounds right.
Stop the bad guy, which isn't that always Chip and Dale?
It is. That sounds exactly like what they would do.
And that, I again, being able to play as Gadget was the selling point for me when I was a kid. I love that. Let's see here. Next on my list is the Beauty and the Beast board game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 3D game where you were in the library, and then you had the dance floor, and there were like the spaces were down there. And then there were the staircase that actually was like a 3D staircase that came to the top. And you had Belle on one side and Gaston on the other side of the stairs. And you were the furniture pieces. So you could be Lumiere, Cogsworth, Mrs. Potts. I was always the feather duster. I always loved playing as the feather duster. But the whole point of it was to collect the pieces and get Belle to the top of the stairs before Gaston got to the top of the stairs.
Oh,
played the crap out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I of course lived at home. I had younger sisters, and so they loved Beauty and the Beast. And so that was the one game that we could always play.
Nice.
The next game on my list, which is funny that this keeps coming up this season, is One Day at Horrorland, the Goosebumps board game that was based off of the Welcome to Horrorland episode book, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And this, you had two people that you could beat, that you were. And, you know, they were like both the red pieces or the blue pieces, but they were a boy and a girl, and they were from, the characters were from the various different books.
Okay.
So the brother and sister and don't stay out of the basement, or you were the boy and girl friend from the Barking Ghost or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're all invited to Horrorland, and it was another one of those like 3D board games that you set up. And the whole point of it was, is that you had to be the first person to successfully get onto one of each of the three rides and make it through without falling out and dying.
Oh.
And I remember there was like something about like the board, you would pull something and there was a hole, and if your character would drop through and that's why you had two pieces, is because eventually you're going to lose somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I remember there was a coffin Ferris wheel that you had to put in, and you had to like make it all go all the way around without falling out of it. And lots of fun. I really wish I could get my hands on a copy of the game. I haven't even looked for it if it's expensive or not, but
yeah.
Might be something that we have to look into getting and playing now that I'm thinking about it. I'm getting nostalgic.
Yes.
And then the number one game on my list is actually, I like to refer to it as a big tabletop game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other ones are board games. This one to me is what I consider a tabletop game, a big tabletop game. It's called Last Night on Earth. Mm-hmm. It is a zombie survivor horror game where you can have one, you can play with two to I think like 10 people.
Uh-huh.
And you half of you play as survivors and half of you play as zombies. And the whole point of surviving, being a survivor, is to survive. And the whole point of zombies is to kill everybody. There's tons of expansion packs to this game where you have all different kinds of scenarios. New characters are added in. The game that we got it when it first came out. It has a soundtrack that came with it. So it has like music that you're supposed to listen to while you're playing it to set the mood. And it has that role-playing aspect too of it, where you have your survivors and their names and their backstory, like their character bios or whatever. And then you just make it up as you go. Mm-hmm. I really wish I could think of what the YouTube show is, but Will Wheaton has a thing where he does tabletop games, and he did this game with Felicia Day and the girls from Garfunkel and Oates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we first saw this game and fell in love with it. And they did a storyline with one of the zombie pieces calling him Dr. Hannah. And we have also made a Dr. Hannah for our board game too. So he always likes to come out when we play.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is a little bit involved. Mm-hmm. There are those cards that tell you each step and blah, 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 blah. The best way to play this game is to just play one round,
mm-hmm.
and then you get it. Like it seems like there's a lot and it seems like it's complicated, but it's not. We really should definitely give it a play, if not soon, at least in October.
Oh, absolutely.
For Halloween, we should play that. Maybe we could play it and post it on our YouTube page or something.
Yes.
Honorable mentions. Had to mention 13 Dead End Drive. Always wanted to play it, never got to play it. It's like a dream game of mine. So,
well,
I didn't know what the game was called, but the game where you went around the mall and you got like the crown and the lipstick and the jewelry, yes, and stuff like that. Played that with some neighbor friends. Loved that game. Mystery Date, also loved that game. Secret Little Gay Boy, you know, I loved it. I also had a Gargoyles VHS board game.
What?
That you had a board game, you had the board and you had all the stuff with it, and then you put the VHS in, and then you had to like follow the instructions, fast forward, rewind, blah, 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 blah. Really, really involved, really, really deep. Mm-hmm. Don't know if I ever actually understood how to play it properly, but I definitely watched the VHS several times just for fun. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I wanted to mention the Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid game.
Yes.
So much fun. Only played it once, so I didn't think it was fair to put it on my list as a favorite game. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it, but I can't say it's my favorite yet. However, when we played it, I did get to be the Pink Ranger, which Shane has a whole bunch of expansion packs. So when we play again, I'm really hoping to be able to play as the Ranger Slayer.
Yes.
Which makes me even more excited to want to play it. So I had to at least bring that up. I'm really glad Tom had talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so much fun. But if you're going to play it, watch like a YouTube video of other people playing it. Like
watch the YouTube video of the instructions, then watch the same girl who does the instructions play it, but then go back and watch the instructions after you start watching them play it, because then it'll make things make more sense. Went back and forth a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just reach out to us and we'll get Shane on the line and have you help with you. But that's my week. That's my list this week, guys.
Nice.
That was awesome.
You talking about that Gargoyles game reminded me, did y'all ever have the Lion King board game?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It was like really fun once you remembered how to play it and got it all set up. But like, I remember like we played it like once, because every time we'd go back to play it, it would just be too complicated.
And Mufasa.
That was super fun. Well, great list, guys. It's been a week, but I'm having fun doing this with y'all.
Always fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Do y'all have any shout outs?
I always want to mention my buddy Jimmy Ryan Kerr with Willow Mountain Woodwork, Custom Furniture. You can find him on Facebook, Instagram. And then, of course, our friend Jordy Marie Games, Facebook and Twitch. You never know, you might hear us on her stream playing with her, or definitely might find us in her comment section chatting away. And who else? What else we got, guys?
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're trying to get all of our followers up on all platforms. Been doing a lot on Instagram. Shane's been doing our Twitter. You know, following us helps us out. I am working on something with Jess, the Bulbasaurion page. Mm-hmm. Pokemon artist, got something possibly cool in the works with her page. Pretty awesome page. Go check it out. I've been, like I said, I think I said it last week, but just, I've got a kitty on me right now. The amount of artists that I'm coming across on Instagram is just amazing. Just seeing the content creators, especially across all the fandoms that we cover on this podcast, there's an artist for it on Instagram. So seeing all these artists has been fun.
That is great. Yes. And don't be afraid to reach out to us. We'll talk back.
Somebody will talk back. It probably won't be me. No, I'm just kidding.
Reggie doesn't like y'all.
No, I love you guys. We're not doing this just because, well, we're doing this because we love it, but we're also doing it because people seem to like it.
Yes. And oh, hey, social media is not your things. Email us totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
Well, y'all, it was fun.
Yes.
We need to play something ASAP.
Definitely.
We will.
All right. Well, I guess until next week.
Bye.
Bye.